Hampton Beach Casino redevelopment delayed, ballroom secures 100th season. Hampton Beach's long-planned casino redevelopment in New Hampshire will now begin after the 2027 summer season. The delay guarantees concertgoers, beach businesses and charitable gaming operators at least one more full summer before demolition begins. For a venue that has hosted nearly a century of performances, the announcement lands as both a pause and a promise. Ballroom to celebrate 100 years before demolition. The Casino Ballroom, the historic concert venue at the center of the Hampton Beach complex, will officially reach its 100th season in 2027. Marketing director Andrew Herrick made it clear the doors are not closing anytime soon, confirming that bookings for 2027 are already moving forward. "We're 100% going to be open in 2027," Herrick said. "Our 100th year will rock." The venue has announced a 2026 concert lineup that includes Melissa Etheridge, The Fools, Lita Ford and Bret Michaels, reinforcing that programming remains business as usual. For fans and promoters alike, the message is straightforward: the music continues. Developers adjust timeline. The Hampton Planning Board approved the large-scale redevelopment in November, initially with expectations that demolition could begin after the 2026 season. However, Lupoli Companies, led by majority owner Sal Lupoli, has clarified that construction will not start until after summer 2027. In a public statement, the company said it fully expects the Hampton Casino Ballroom to be open for the 2027 summer season, while engineers and architects continue refining designs. The revised timeline reflects practical realities. Final engineering, contractor selection, and coordination with town officials are still underway. According to the company, timing remains a key consideration, particularly given the impact of peak summer demolition on surrounding businesses. A $400 million $600 million transformation plan. The scale of the redevelopment remains unchanged. Lupoli and co-owner Fred Schock are preparing a project valued between $400 million and $600 million. Approved plans include 99 luxury condominiums, a 208-room hotel, 38,500 square feet of retail and restaurant space, and a 52,000-square-foot charitable gaming casino. A new 3,500-capacity music and entertainment venue will replace the existing ballroom, alongside a 732-space parking garage. Rick Freiberg, president and CEO of engineering firm Tech, previously noted that final design work and contractor hiring are the next formal steps. "The intention," Lupoli Companies says, "is to add to the ballroom's legacy rather than erase it." For the regional gaming market, the inclusion of a large charitable gaming casino signals significant expansion potential once construction is complete. Operators and hospitality businesses are already factoring the future hotel and year-round activity into long-term planning. Beach businesses weigh patience and opportunity. On Hampton Beach, reaction is mixed but measured. Some local business owners had anticipated construction as early as fall 2026. The additional year offers one more peak season of uninterrupted tourism. Hampton Selectman and hotel owner Chuck Rage said he sees practical value in waiting. Launching demolition in May, he argued, would sacrifice a full summer of economic activity. Delaying until autumn 2027 preserves revenue while allowing developers additional preparation time. Jimmy Trainer, owner of JB's Seafood and Far's Famous Chicken on Lupoli-owned property, described the redevelopment as a needed shot in the arm for the beach economy. He believes a modern, year-round complex could strengthen shoulder seasons, even if winter demand remains modest. Still, he recognizes the lengthy road ahead. Revitalizing the casino has been discussed for years as town and state infrastructure improvements took shape. "We've been waiting for an eternity," Trainer said. "What's a couple more years? For now, Hampton Beach gains something rare in large redevelopment projects: time. Time for one final run of packed summer shows, time for businesses to prepare, and time for a 99-year-old venue to step into its centennial year before the next chapter begins."